Hay una pregunta. Creemos que el Señor tiene el poder de sanarnos. Creemos que el Señor tiene el poder de sanarnos. Esta es una pregunta crítica. Una parte importante de la misión del Señor al proclamar el reino de Dios es la curación. La curación es un signo de la divinidad de Jesús. A menudo podemos pensar que esto es algo que Jesús hace mucho tiempo, pero que tiene muy poco efecto de mí. Pero Jesús desea sanarnos a nosotros también esta época. Estas sanaciones pueden ser tanto físicas, espirituales, como emocionales y psicológicas. So do we really believe that the Lord has the power to heal us? That's a really critical question, because the major part of the Lord's mission in proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom of God is healing. The healing is a sign of Jesus' divinity. And often we can think, oh, that's something Jesus did a long time ago, you know, in a galaxy far, far away in Bible land, that has very little effect on me. But Jesus actually desires to heal us in this age too. He desires to heal us physically, spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically. Quiero hablar sobre cada una de estas áreas y cómo Jesús puede sanarnos. So I want to talk a little bit about these different areas and how Jesus is able to heal us. Primero, Jesús quiere sanarnos físicamente. En el Evangelio, Jesús cura la suegra de Simón. Estaba enferma en cama con fiebre. Jesús la agarra la mano y la fiebre la abandona. Al tocarla físicamente, no tiene miedo de enfermarse ni de verse impuro. Una vez curada, le sirve. Esta es una experiencia muy común de muchas mujeres que al ser sanadas comienzan a entregarse en todo servicio al Señor. Por ejemplo, María Magdalena, más notable de esto. Cuando hemos recibido una sanidad del Señor, somos diferentes. Deberíamos tener el deseo de compartir esa con los demás. So first, Jesus wants to heal us physically. In the gospel, he heals the mother-in-law of Simon, or Peter. She's very sick in bed with a fever, and Jesus grabs her hand, and immediately the fever leaves her. And so after she's healed, she then serves him. And this is a very common experience that we find with women throughout the gospel who often receive a radical healing from Jesus and then decide to follow him. Mary Magdalene is the most notable example of this. And when we receive a healing from the Lord, we have to be different. We should be changed. We should have a desire to serve and to share what we've received with others. Las curaciones físicas que Jesús hace más adelante en este evangelio son algo por lo que debemos orar. Los sacerdotes pueden imponer las manos a las personas y ofrecer la unción de los enfermos. Los laicos pueden orar por las personas, no utilizando los mismos gestos que los sacerdotes, pero también deben orar por la curación. Podemos sorprendernos de lo que sucede cuando oramos por curación física. Cuando eso sucede, puede usarse para llevarnos a la conversión y compartirlo con otros como testimonio del poder de Dios para llevarlos a la conversión. So physical healings, which Jesus does a lot more of later on in this gospel, is something we should pray for. Priests often will do this. They have the power to lay hands on people, and that's actually a sign of healing. Also, anointing of the sick, a sacrament that often has a healing component to it. But lay people also have the power to pray over people, not using necessarily the same gestures or in the same way that a priest might, but everyone should pray for healing. And often we can be very surprised at what happens when we pray for physical healings. And when that occurs, usually it can be used to lead others to conversion, to be able to be a witness to the power of God. Por supuesto, las personas no siempre se curan. No significa que Dios nos los ama o que no escucha nuestra oración, pero el Señor nos da las necesidades que necesitamos según su voluntad, no la nuestra. Jesús nos sanó a todos, muchas veces por falta de fe. Las curaciones son medios para lograr un bien mayor, es decir, la salvación de la persona. So, of course, people are not always healed when we pray for healing. It doesn't mean that God loves them less, or it doesn't mean that God isn't hearing our prayers. But we have to know that when we pray for healing, we are asking for the Lord's will to be done, not our will to be done. And even Jesus in the gospel, he doesn't heal everyone. Often when he goes into towns where he sees that there's a lack of faith, he decides not to heal there. Because the healings, we have to remember, are there to bring about a greater good. And that greater good is to lead a person to salvation. So if the Lord decides to heal someone, it's to lead them towards heaven. Las curaciones también pueden ser espirituales. Jesús echa muchos demonios en este evangelio. Los tranquiliza, tal como lo hizo en el evangelio de la semana pasada, al no permitirles hablar. Normalmente, pensamos en demonios y otros espíritus malignos como los vemos en las películas de exorcismos. Este tipo de exorcismos ocurren y pueden ser necesarios en algunas situaciones. Sin embargo, la mayoría de las veces, los espíritus malignos pueden simplemente darnos malos pensamientos, pensamientos negativos, o tratar de tentarnos para alejarnos del Señor. Además, mediante tu bautismo, puedes acallar el espíritu maligno usando el nombre de Jesús y rechazando lo que Él nos dice. La vida espiritual es una batalla, es muy importante. Y tenemos que estar un guardia todos los días. Cuanto más resistamos con la ayuda de Jesús y María, más podremos crecer. Recuerde, es otra vez del poder de Jesús que esto sucede, no por nuestro poder. So healings can also be spiritual. Jesus casts out many demons in this gospel. He does the same thing that he did last week in the gospel, where he tells the demons to be quiet. And by doing that, he's casting them out. Oftentimes, we usually think about casting out demons and evil spirits as something we see in exorcism movies. And those exorcisms do occur, and there are situations where we might see those happen. However, most of the time, what often happens is that evil spirits can often just give us bad thoughts or negative thoughts or try to tempt us away from the Lord, usually in very subtle ways. And so, first of all, it's important to bring those things to confession, to receive the Lord's healing, to be able to help with that. That grace is the most important thing we can receive. But also, by your baptism, in the name of Jesus, by using the name of the Lord, you can quiet the evil spirit and reject what he's telling you. Spiritual life, we have to remember, is a battle. And we have to be on guard every single day against these things, against these evil spirits. But with the help of Jesus and our Blessed Mother Mary, we can grow in that. And remember that it's not something that we do ourselves. It's not magic that we cast out these demons, but it is through the power of Jesus. Only through his power can it be done. Finalmente, Jesús quiere sanarnos psicológica y emocionalmente. Nuestro salmo responsorial nos dice que Jesús quiere sanar a los de corazón que brotando. Podemos sentirnos heridos por nuestras heridas del pasado. Por ejemplo, podemos tener dramas familiares, relaciones rotas, comentarios hirientes de otros, o simplemente sentirnos abatidos por la vida. El Señor desea sanar todas estas cosas. A veces esto sucede a través de asesoramiento y psicólogo. Es posible que necesitamos medicamentos para tratar una enfermedad mental, por ejemplo, como la depresión o la ansiedad. No hay vergüenza en esto. Una manera de saber que el Señor nos ha sanado es si empezamos a ver esa herida a la luz de la gracia. Podemos empezar a aceptar ese sufrimiento y tal vez ver un buen mayor que vino después. Esto sí significa que Dios hizo que ocurriera ese mal. Tampoco significa que fuera justo o correcto. Se trata más de cómo percibimos el evento. Pídele a Dios que te ayude a traer su poder amoroso a esas heridas. So finally, Jesus wants to heal us psychologically and emotionally. Our responsorial psalm says that Jesus comes to heal the brokenhearted. And oftentimes we can receive a broken heart by wounds that we get in our past. For example, like family drama or broken relationships or hurtful comments by others, or just in general, just getting beat down by life. But the Lord wants to heal all of those things. He wants to bring all those things to Him. Sometimes that occurs on a natural level through psychological counseling. If there's medication that's needed to treat like anxiety or depression or other mental illness, that can be used as well. There's no shame in that. It's something that sometimes we have to receive. But one way to know that the Lord is to heal us is if we begin to see the wound in the light of grace. So we can begin to accept our sufferings and maybe see a greater good that comes out of it later. Usually this comes about when reflecting on it. And it doesn't mean that God caused that evil to occur. It also doesn't mean what happened to us is just or even right. But it's how we perceive the event. And we need to ask the Lord to bring His loving power into those wounds, to help see it in the light of grace, to see that the Lord is drawing us closer to Him. Nuevamente, todas estas sanaciones físicas, espirituales, psicológicas o emocionales están dirigidas a nuestra conversión y salvación. So again, these healings, these physical, spiritual, or psychological, or emotional healings, they're all directed towards our conversion and salvation. El Señor quiere sanarnos. ¿Lo daremos? So the Lord wants to heal us, but we let Him.